Ek Onkar Satnam, Beloved Master, being with you is not the normal cooking. It feels as if you are created a pressure cooker in which this cooking is going really fast. In this year with you, fears are losing its grip, and the power of the I who wants this, wants that, wants and wants, is losing its power. Yesterday in the Fresh Beginning Transformation Group, we were invited to crawl like a snake and lose the old skin. Afterwards, there was a powerful feeling, and in the same time, feeling so soft. No planning for the future, but open and curious to the moment that is, and that is happening. A mantra came up, feeling free to be free. And this mantra is repeating the whole day by its own. Feels as if there is a glimpse, a dawning of the possibility to be free. Thank you, beloved Master, so much gratitude for all that you give and all that you take away. In love, Dorje. This is, mantra is perfectly fine, because the mantra is to remind you of something higher than yourself, no? Your possibilities, the good in you. So if this comes naturally, then use it till it disappears naturally. You should use freedom to be free. We have to free ourselves from so many things, no? So many attachments we have. So many attachments you have created for yourself that you are in a prison. So it's very good when this is dawning that I can be free. That is what the Buddha, what I call the good news. No? You are already free, but you cannot accept that, because you don't feel, definitely don't feel free. You feel burdened. So, as this journey of self-discovery goes on, you realize that you are not all that you think, all that you feel, all that you have been identified with. That is the whole journey to self-realization, from being totally identified in the false. The false is the ego. So when you are identified only in the false, then life is a burden. You can hardly make any decisions then. You're always wishy-washy, always confused. What is right, what is wrong? Then gradually, more and more free. So first, you have to be free, feeling free. Realize that you are a free human being. Freedom means different from different people. For a rebellious teenager, freedom is to get free, no, of the family, no? Or stand on him on his own to travel. For somebody in a bad marriage, maybe is to get out of the marriage, no? Somebody means to be independent with money, financial, no? For some people, even freedom means if that political party wins. That's how narrow-minded humans are. Religion. All this has to go. All your political thoughts, religious thought, country, where you're coming from, everything has to go. You have to be clean again to feel that you are a free human being. So the first is freedom from. And that from can be so many things, depending on where you are in your consciousness, in your evolution. So that's why freedom means different from different people. Then only when you are free from everything, all your ideas, then you can start the real journey to become free of yourself. People are so confused, they can't even be free to decide what they want to do. What to say to losing their whole identity? That is what in the East they call rebirth, no? Total freedom. Ordinary people know about, they dream about being free, whatever that means for them, being free. But they are still there. I am free. Real freedom is free from the I. Then only freedom. Not I am free, freedom only. That is freedom. So this freedom you should use as a mantra. Feeling free to be free, very good. Feeling free to is only freedom left. That is what we have forgotten, no? That is the whole journey. From me, 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 me. Everybody is me, me, me. Then problem. This is separation. The journey is from this I to Aum. Just to give it a new thing. No, nobody have said that before. It's from the little I to Aum. You're coming from the prison of the I to the freedom of Aum. If you are Aum, then who are you then if you're just Aum? So, it's very good, Dorje, that you feel this, and you must have been ready to be cooked, no? Because the cooking can go quick, the cooking can go very slow, nobody knows. Have it clear from inside you that you are free. Whatever comes up, drop it. It's time now. Where is Elsie Karin? There's for her. This is my second retreat here in Dharma Mountain. Last time I was here, I stayed for 1 week and 5 days. I left 2 days before I was supposed to because things got too hard and I was afraid to meet what was inside. And then the easiest exit was to go back to the old. But it definitely didn't get easier. Yes, this I talked about this, Elsie Karin, no? You heard I talked about that yesterday? This is for many people, they have to go through this, no? So last time you escaped. No, you're in the same place now, you want to escape? Then, not now. No, what do you want now then?
I want to be here.
Yes. Feel that, I want to be here. You have to trust your own insights, no? Otherwise you will be ruled by your mind your whole life. And that's why I go on saying again and again, it's not easy, no? It can be very easy, it can be very difficult, no? Depending how attached you are to your own mind, no? No, you already did that, you ran away, no? Then also last time you wanted to be here, you wanted desperately to be here. Everybody wants to be happy. But then you came to a place where it's got too hard. Too hard for who? For the ego. Then, protecting the ego, we run away, no?
I'm tired of running,
no? Tired of running. Really good. Many people, they have to come to that. They are so tired of running, exhausted. Because humans, they are so stupid, so ignorant, that they run and run and run and run and run and run and run till they are totally exhausted. So that's why I'm saying it's very good. You're exhausted. Either you have to, you know, be very intelligent, come into this incarnation very clear. You have been into this path before, no? If you are new, then maybe you have to go through your whole life suffering, no? To learn life's lessons. To give yourself a really hard time, to experience much suffering. Then you have to be pressed into it then. Like you be pressed into it. But there's something in you that knows you had enough now. Things got too hard. You have to learn to laugh over that too hard. What too hard? Too hard for who? Yes. So make it really hard for the ego. That's what I'm making. I'm making it very hard for your ego here. You have to look at yourself. No? You want to be free of the ego. If that is clear, then no problem. If that is not clear, then problem. Then you go on playing the games. To be with the guru, to be in satsang, means you are tied over your games. You want to be free now. You want peace. I want peace. That's what you have to feel. And let's make it really hard for the ego. Really hard. Because you make it really hard, then ego itself will escape. How does that sound?
It sounds nice.
Yes! Then you are here, happy, and that ego escapes. And don't you ever think about where it escapes. Fuck it. Yes. This, now you have learned this lesson, no? You have to see this clearly. Many people have gone through that. You are going through it. Many people, they are still coming into it. Many people didn't even need to go through it. It's all separate parts, no? Different parts from individual persons. things got too hard and I was afraid to meet what was inside. But that is how split we are. We want to know ourselves, but you escape from yourself. The easiest exit was to go back to the old, but it didn't get easier. The longing to come back just got deeper and deeper and bigger and bigger. And then I knew that I have to be with you. And I wish to be with you. It is very tough for me to be here now. Is it? No, not now. And this is when you are here. So we start now. When it's easy. Okay. Let's start now when it's easy. Never start when it's difficult. That's the first lesson. You start easy. You go easy. You start difficult. You go very difficult. On one hand, I just want to go home, while on the other hand, there is no other place. I would rather be than here. Yes, you have to see your own mind. That's why I'm saying again and again, it's almost impossible to be free by yourself. Because the mind, your all, the ego is so strong, it will never allow you. You have to listen and trust somebody who is free of that slavery of the ego. Then that will give you trust. You see it's possible. It gives you hope. Then you have to cling to that hope. I have also worked a lot to afford to come. So I have all the time had both the longing and will to come. It is also very difficult to write this letter. But in satsang yesterday, I heard you say something about asking for help. So there, Swaha, can you help me? With love, Azkarin. Yes, I can help. I can help. You feel that? I help? But you have to be available. Yes? No, you know. I cannot help if you run away with your fat ego. No. I don't like egos. You drop the ego, I can help you. We start new now, no? Easy. You said in your application form when you came, I seek peace within and to become free from all the knots I have in my whole body. I want to find the love that I know exists within me. You know that it exists within you. But then let it become a reality then, not only a thought. And then the only way to find out is to go in. So never listen to that wants to take you away from going in. I'm making it very easy for anybody who wants to go in, who wants to come back. But you have to be willing. You have to go in. I cannot go in for you. You have to pay the price. And the price is to start turning your back to your fear, to your ego, to your conditions. That is the courage I'm talking about. And then you feel very good. How do you feel now?
Feel great?
Yeah. When last time did you feel so great?
Long time.
Long time ago. Anybody wants to run away?
No.
No. But everybody, as a Korean, is running away from themselves. Because everybody is trained that they are not worthy, you know, they're not good enough. They've been hurt, they've been misused, they've been abused. They've been told, be better, you're not good enough. This is in everybody's conscious or unconscious. You have to rebel against that. That's the only revolution, to rebel against that mental slavery. No, I'm giving you strength now to... Yes? You have to be a warrior to break free. When you need to fight, you fight. When the war is finished, you relax. It's like that. There's a time for everything. No, you have to be very strong to break free. This has gone into everybody's unconsciousness. They are not worthy. They are not good enough. Many times it comes up in different ways. No? You have to say, enough of this. Just be yourself, start finding out who you are in your innocence. Not with any idea how you should be or who you are. It's very good because it comes up for many, many people, run away. Run away from where? And some people have to run away also. Then maybe they come back, maybe they don't come back. This is not the place for everybody also. It should really only be a place for people who are ready to face themselves, no? But you knew something, deep in your heart, in your soul, you know also. So if you run away, then it's very difficult. And that's what happened with you. You knew that you had to go back, you had to face yourself. Surrender to that, then you will be happy now. Now we finish with that. You said you were with your sons in the kids' camp also. How are they doing? Good?
Yeah.
They have to, you should bring them. How old are them?
I have the one who is 25 and I have twins. They are 18.
18?
Yeah.
Very good.
Maybe they come.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But it's important that you are here. Then you get back a happy mother, no? Don't say anything what they should do. No, nobody likes to be told what to do. You just show them a different you. No, you are happy now. How did you get happy? You didn't listen to your mind. You follow your heart. Get settled in that. Then they will feel it. People will feel it. Then they will be attracted. Anybody who is attracted, they will come closer and ask questions themselves. Don't tell people what to do. Even if you want to help people, you should never do, because maybe they are not interested. No? That's my dilemma. Everybody, I know everybody is longing for it, but everybody is running away. What can I do? I have to wait till you're tired. Then one day you are tired of running around to all these important things that you are doing. Then, no, I want peace. Then I will say, very good. Sit down, we will find peace. First, you have to stop running. Satsang is a place where you stop running, no? You stop. Then in the stopping, then you have to start going in, feeling yourself. Getting to know yourself. Getting settled in yourself. And only then peace can come. Peace doesn't come from running, only exhaustion comes. My beloved Master of Love, how much joy and gratitude there is in arriving here, in this sanctuary, where so much beauty and peace is, and where it is possible to feel and listen again to this silence, the silence of the gods. I'm feeling more and more at home. Beloved, in this retreat, I want to experiment 100% to rediscover myself more and more, to be 100% myself, the way I am, natural and spontaneous, and only to think that this is possible makes the heart vibrate in joy and emotions. I'm ready to let go of the control, since this is what holds me back, what many times does not allow me to see the love and to find who I am. I am looking to this stiffness, to this control that has developed since my childhood and came from my father, from the fear of lack of love, fear that there would not be enough love and that in some level there would be violence, and that violence would push away the love. I know that is not real, that love is always there, that it was love that guided me to you. And it is love that has brought me again to this retreat. Only love is real and is always being manifested in my life. Only love is really. And the only thing that is in the way is the mind, which is another name for control. But this is the journey, my dear Jaimati. First you have to long for it. Then slowly, slowly get settled in it. Now you have come to a place, you listen to me now, even though in the beginning it was hard now to get you out of your house. Now you enjoy so much. And now you see this last bit of control, no? You have to let go of any idea now. What you should do, who you are. Just be innocent again. It's very easy. This is the right place here. In fact, everybody here in the nature is one of the easiest places. Because the nature, the trees, the mountains, they never judge you. Not like human beings, not like parents. They don't come with any ideas. So the seekers, the sannyasins, the meditators, they have always been attracted to the mountains, to the forest. Because here is no mind pollution. What you call city, very civilized cities, is just mind pollution. No human beings, they start getting very aware of the pollution that they create. The fumes of the car, the sound, that they're listening to all the time. The advertisement. But they haven't come yet to that place where they are aware of the mind pollution. That they can only feel when they get more sensitive. When you get more sensitive, then you start feeling that, which is much worse. Because every human is like a receptor. If you are totally insensitive, then you don't feel, because you are just one of the gray mass of the sheep. Everybody feels the same, think the same, believe the same. But when you're getting more sensitive, more human, more conscious, then you take notice. You take notice where you are. You take notice of the vibrations, of the energies, the subtle vibrations. Then you feel how it really is in the big cities. That is one big madhouse. So when you are here, everybody should really enjoy just to walk, and walk preferably barefoot, because you have even lost contact with the earth, with Mother Earth. This so-called civilized century, generation, we have more than we ever had, but everybody is stuck in the head. So nobody is happy. No, the journey is to come back again. And nature can help you tremendously. Because nature is like it's always been, but you are not, you have forgotten. So it's very important, but the only way it can really help if you do it consciously. So whenever you can, go barefoot in the grass, in the moss, take a dip in the river, look at the mountains, the trees, the birds, the white clouds, lay in the grass, smell the grass, feel the earth. Just become innocent again, relaxing into the moment. No thinking, no dreaming, no future. That's what's knocking on the door. All fear and all control, you know it now. You know it, but you have to live it now. To be 100%, I'm looking at the part of myself that is still has difficulty in expressing a side that is not so beautiful, the part that becomes angry, that needs to be rude sometimes. Why isn't that beautiful? If somebody is really angry, it's beautiful. I think it's really far out when somebody is really angry. That's great. Wow, look at that anger. Not this lukewarm anger, just pit. No, volcano. Total anger. Then it's very good, no? You just have to have a little distance, of course. But that is also energy. Nothing wrong with anger if it's needed. But what is not good is unconscious anger, no? And that's why people are afraid of anger. Or you have some spiritual idea that is not good. You should be nice, meditative. It's very good sannyasin. That is all nonsense. If you have a reason, be angry. But normally people don't trust them because they are not in harmony with themselves. So you never know when somebody can get angry. Because they are full of pent-up emotions and thoughts. Many times it is like the last drop and then the guy freaks out, gets angry. Like, hello, where did that come from? But when it's needed, which is very seldom, but what you are talking about, that is difficult to expressing it, because you've been a very civilized, very good woman, good mother, meditative. All this, like everybody has. That's why dynamic is so good. Now, you, when you are aware of it, you don't need to be angry to somebody. You don't need to scream because the food was a little cold. But in dynamic, you can scream, no? And that is the great thing. You have to allow yourself to empty that energy out. So if you feel that you've been holding anger or fear or sadness or whatever it is, release it consciously. Then it's gone, and it's gone forever. That is the way. Unconsciously, you can do, people can do dynamic for their whole life. Nothing happens. You have to be conscious in it. Otherwise, you can do that also totally like a automatic. So if you feel that you have this, that you need to be angry and be rude, be it, but not to somebody. Just release the energy. Experiment with that. And that will give you great power and integration. Because you have to integrate all the sides of you. Then you become harmonious human being. You cannot keep some part out. You have to embrace all of you. Only then there is peace in the house. So, be angry in dynamic now. I am embracing the shadows, integrating all the parts of myself without being in the ego of inferiority, putting myself down, and without being in the ego of superiority, putting myself up. Yes. This is the old game. Either you are higher or you are lower. Simply being myself, being more and more light, free and loose. Thank you, Baba, for making me free of the weight. Yes, I want you to be so loose, Jaimati. First, be loose as a goose. Then be loose as a white cloud. That is really a devotee. Then you can push straight through it. There's no resistance. In the beginning, it's like a rock. Some people, you are on the subway and you come into them, then, oh, excuse me. It's like, ooh, what can happen next? Why are people so afraid? Because you don't know what is in there. Here you can just relax. I feel the heart ready to explode of love, to live only true love. Yes, and there's nothing holding you back. Just to integrate these last things. And you don't need to look at anger as something bad. It's just energy. It's just an idea also. For a natural human being, everything happens spontaneous. If you're supposed to be sad, you're sad. If you're happy, you're happy. If you are angry, you're angry. If you're dancing, you're dancing. If you want to sleep, sleep. This is the meaning of the old Zen story. One guy came to a master and asked, how is it, this enlightenment? How is this Buddhahood? And the Zen master said, when I'm hungry, I eat. When I'm tired, I sleep. When I feel like walking, I walk. And then the seeker was, that sounds like what I'm doing. What has that to do with Buddhahood? And then the master said, but when you are walking, you are not walking. You are totally in your head, dreaming, thinking. You are not present. When you sleep, more dreaming, day or night dreaming. When you are eating, chopping wood, you are not present. That is the difference. You are totally here and now. You are nowhere else. That is the whole key, and that is very difficult. It's impossible for the mind. Only when you are integrated, in balance, like a scale, when you are in balance, then it stops. Little bit here, little bit there, ticky, 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 ticky. Normally it's like this. If you have seen the mind, it's never in balance. Meditation means stopping. You're totally in balance. In that stopping, totally here, now. Everything in harmony. Perfect balance. Some scales are so fine, just one hair, and you change. And that's how it should be. Nothing disturbs you. Then it's only when there's total acceptance of how you are, of who you are. The devotion for you and the pure surrender are growing more and more, and this gives me the trust that nothing needs to be done. All I need is to be close to you, and I'm already really close, and I'm here. Yahoo! Om Namah Shiva. I love you. With much care, love, and gratitude. From your always, Jaimati. That's true, Jaimati. There's nothing need to be done because everything is happening. When you are with me and you are open, receptive, everything happens. There's nothing to do. Just relax. Enjoy. Om Namah Shiva. Shiva is the man of the mountain, another man of the mountain at least. Shiva can get very angry sometimes. He even have a spear, a trident. If some heavy-duty fat ego comes, Kosata! No compassion there. But when there is, everything is peace and Om Shanti, then Mahadeva.
Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya.
Nambo Shankara Namashiva Girija Shankara Namashiva
Shiva.
Now close your eyes, sit comfortable, and let everything relax. Relax your breath, your belly. And feel deep in your being, in your heart, that I'm not going to run anymore. I'm tired running away from myself. I want peace. I want freedom. Beloved Swaha, we have just started the 21-day process of dynamic meditation. From my own experience, I have seen that it's much more easy to go for the whole process if I take a clear decision and commit myself to it. From the very beginning. Then I don't have to involve my mind every time if I should join or not, because the decision is already made. I remember very well an incident with you back in Pune 1. That is very good, Rishi. That is a long time ago. But some things you never forget. It was the first day of the meditation camp that used to happen 1 week every month. During the camp, we would start with dynamic and end the day with Guru Shankar late in the night. And throughout the whole day, one meditation would follow the next. I met you in the ashram and you asked if I was doing the camp. I answered that I will do some of the meditations that I like the most, like dynamic and kundalini, and drop the rest. Then I remember you saying that you always put your mind aside and do all the meditations and the whole program during the meditation camps. And I could see and feel the commitment and totality you went into it with. Your words had a very strong impact on me, and they have inspired me a lot and many times through my life been helping me to go for it. Would you like to say something about this quality of being determined and committed on this beautiful journey that we are living together with you? In love, Rishi. The only way to be on this journey with me is to be committed, because otherwise nothing can happen. And for me, it has always been like that through my whole life, and especially when I met my master. Because what could be more a blessing than to meet the master in one's lifetime? then you are there to learn, no? To put down all your defenses. So when he told how it was, something was going to be done, then I did it. That was the totality from the first day for me. That is the way to be with the Master, is only the commitment, because only out of the totality can you transform. You cannot transform lukewarm. You might enjoy your spot and sit there, deadly, 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 yeah, it's nice. But there will never be any transformation. It's like water when it's boiled. Only when it reaches a certain degree, then it evaporates. You have to reach that totality. You put your whole heart into it. And that's why people don't have that commitment or totality, because they are hardly alive. Machines, minds cannot be juicy. The head cannot be juicy. So if the head is still in control, there can be no commitment. It's a very wishy-washy commitment. Commitment, as I see it, in my experience, it comes out of the heart. When you are touched by love, then commitment follows. If there is no love, there is no commitment. Then there is doing. And then you do it for some payback. You want to be recognized. You want to get money. You want to have fame. But when you come from the heart, all that is totally forgotten. Then you want to give it all, because something has touched you that is so beautiful, that is very clear, that is the only thing to do. So my mind never interfered with these things. And that is the only way to be with the Master, because the Master is there to free you, to heal you. So if you don't listen to what they say, it makes no sense. It never makes any sense. And now, when I sit in this position myself, it doesn't make any sense. When people are lukewarm, what are they doing? But this is exactly the situation of people. Most people, they can't even decide what to do. Because any real decision creates anxiety in you, because it means a change. If you're going to be total, it will shake you up. So people, they are delaying decisions. They can think about it. Oh, I should do that. Oh, I should do that. But when you come from your heart, from your being, then you are very clear, because there is no options. It's not this or that. It is only this. It is only one option. So for me it was always very easy, because I listened from the first moment. I was so happy, so relieved to come home, to be with my Master again. That anything seemed just like nonsense when people talked about problems. So this, you had your own experience, Rishi. But I'm always been like that. Because truth will shake you up. And I always shook people up. Because I wanted to steal them. What are you doing? And even in that time, which I had totally forgotten, this was in me. What are you doing, Rishi? Be total. You say, I met you in the ashram and you asked if I was doing the camp. Yes, that is the first question, because some sannyasins, they are even, they are just like tourists. The camp is going on, the programs is going on, but they don't do anything. You have, even here in this valley, you have fools sitting at home. They even some sitting at home thinking they are enlightened. What can you do? And they have to stay on a very far distance, because here they don't dare to turn up, because here I will shake them up. Here they will forget their enlightenment in one split second. So better to hide. You asked me if I was doing the camp. I answered that I will do some of the meditation that I like the most, like dynamic and kundalini, and drop the rest. And this is how the mind is. I do what I like. That's not how it should be with the master. He is trying to show you all the different sides of yourself. You should try what is difficult for you. Do everything. And then after you have done it, and done it, and done it, and done it, then you will see clearly what works for you or not. But this is how the mind is always choosing. But it's your old mind that is choosing. This is just one example how it is to have a master. You don't choose. You do what he says. You get out of your own way. But the mind is so tricky that even when you are with the mystic, you're trying to do your own thing. You are undermining your own growth again and again and again and again. Then I remember you were saying that you always put your mind aside and do all the meditations and the whole program during the meditation camp. I could see and feel the commitment and totality you went into it with. But this commitment and totality, it came from my love and my trust for my master. It was never any question, because that's why I was there. It wasn't what I wanted. He must know. I didn't know. I was there to learn. That is how you should go to a master. But you are making your own plans and your own thing all the time. You can only have a transformation by being committed, total. And that commitment, totality, will only come from your heart, because this is a deeper side of yourself. It's a deeper understanding. And when the heart is touched, then it wants to be committed. It's not the doing. That is surrender. Because you know that you are with someone who just wants to do you good, then you have to do it. Your words had a very strong impact on me, and they have inspired me a lot and many times helped me to go for it through life. Yes. And here we are, Rishi. And I'm still reminding people. But it's something you cannot do, because first you have to come back into your heart, into your being. You have to be touched, get in contact with something deeper in you. That's why I call higher responsibilities. When you're in touch with that, then you're all daily, small, human responsibility disappear. Because you start seeing things in a different way. You have a different understanding. You belong to a higher understanding. Then the people of the world doesn't understand. In fact, they might think that you are irresponsible, because you are not responsible from what they think you should be responsible for. But you have different responsibilities. So if there is no love in the heart, in the soul, then there cannot be any commitment. And that's why this is very unknown in the world. People are so shallow. They know only be committed to your career, to your job, to your political party, to your religion, to your belief, to your mother and your father. All these kind of things is very, very small compared of the big picture. So these masters, they have to break all that. That's why the sannyasin, through the history of time, when they got touched with the real, then they dropped everything. It's in one split moment. If they are really touched, your heart feels something that is beyond this mundane way of existing, then everything changes. They can drop everything. Just like a Buddha drops the whole castle, all the richness. It's just a picture of nothing can hold you back when there is something deeper, something higher going on. But most people, they can't even take a decision. They can't be committed because they are not there. But the sannyasin, he should definitely be committed to the path. Otherwise, how can he transform? Only in totality does the explosion happen. Would you like to say something about this quality of being determined and committed on this beautiful journey that we are living together with you? If anybody sees that this is the most beautiful journey and you are on it and you are here, we are here together, then commitment, totality will come out of it. If it's not understood and seen and realized and felt, then it can't come. That is the whole difference. If you have eyes, see. It's like that. Hmm? If you have ears, hear. Nothing more can be said. If you understand, you understand. But reading this, I see it's always been there for me. May everyone find their truth, their own heart, and follow it and be committed to the truth, to love itself. So, of course, coming back to the dynamic meditation, which can be such a big issue for many people, so many lukewarm people, is a very good practice, because it's totally right what you say. If you make the decision, then you don't need to let the mind interfere anymore. But most people are very wavering. That's why I say it's very difficult for some people to even make a decision. Because they want to keep their mind open. Maybe today I feel, maybe tomorrow I don't feel. And that's how it goes with everything in life. And when you are here, you should really practice to be committed to your own growth, to your own awakening. Because the habit of your mind will definitely take you away, try to get you away, try to run away, try to be lazy. Know when you are here, be committed to yourself, to your heart. Then afterwards, you will have a lot of time to mindfuck again. Or maybe you taste something else, which will be the day of great ecstasy, that the mind will be quiet. It escaped from you. Let that day be today. Aum Shanti. The mind is such, is always want to choose. I like this, I don't like that. But here, and especially with meditation, don't let your mind come close. That's why I say again and again, get out of your own way. Be total when you are here. Because this is where you want to be. Accept it. Be total. Dance. Oh.
joy.